No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
You're listening to 90.5 FM, WMUC, College Park Radio. Thank you, Filipino Cultural Association, for that PSA. We love you. I am a little out of breath. I came running into the station because I came a little later than I normally do. But I've got some good music. I've got some good music lined up for today. Nine Inch Nails dropped I don't even want to say it's a new album, but I mean they made a deluxe version of the Tron soundtrack. Oh crap! Let me see if I can turn myself up. I don't know if there we go. Look at that. That's a lot better. Wow. Yeah, okay, so sorry, like I said, Nine Inch Nails, they dropped a bunch of remixes for the new Tron soundtrack that they did, and that also includes just straight-up new songs, a lot of which flow together. I think it's really unique, and it's pretty cool. I like it. I think it's a good addition to the original album, kind of like a deluxe edition, like you'd find in a video game. But it's cool, yeah. So I've got some of that. I've got new Depeche Mode. Brian Eno. I guess like in 1995 he released or helped produce an album of like a bunch of different artists to like help benefit humanitarian efforts around the world. And so they've done that again, this time for like Ukraine and Gaza. So I think that's also cool. So I'm gonna close out with some Depeche Mode, but right now we're gonna start you're listening to Dogma, by the way. Hi, I'm Nate. This is Dogma. Welcome to Dogma. I'm gonna start us out with some David Bowie. A really weird David Bowie, but David Bowie nonetheless, so hopefully you guys enjoy that. And I hope you like the stuff I play today. So how do I pronounce this? Warzawa by David Bowie.
Thank you.
You just listened to I Know You Can Feel It, Mark Pritchard? Yeah, Mark Pritchard remix from Tron Ares Divergence, which, I, as I said before, is kind of like the remix deluxe edition of their Tron Ares soundtrack that they released, I think, in September, maybe October. I don't know. It was like a month before the Tron movie came out, which notoriously no one saw. As with every Tron movie, truthfully. But whatever, good soundtrack. Thank you, Nine Inch Nails. Before that was Convergence. Those are actually the two opening songs for that album that they just released last week. So that was a little bit of a taste. If you enjoyed that, I totally recommend checking it out. It is a really cool release. A lot of good remixes. I like the remixes and what they've done on this album more than the actual original songs. And they've got some crazy featured artists on it. I mean, they have a remix from The Dare, which I would not expect a Nine Inch Nails Dare collab, but hey, here we are. And then before that, I opened the show with Warzawa by David Bowie. It's a pretty cool electronic David Bowie album. So, Low is the album. Warzawa, but that's a cool song too. I hope I'm saying that right. I have no clue. But up next, I've got two songs from the movie Surratt. And if you don't know anything about that, hoo boy. I saw that. I was lucky enough to catch a showing of that pretty recently. I want to say maybe. I'm so sorry. I'm hearing in the live room right now. So I'm playing Sweet Home Alabama, and it completely shut off any train of thought I had. And they're doing a pretty good job. Sorry. Let me take a step back. Where was I? Surratt. Yeah, I saw that. I saw a showing of that. Maybe I want to say I don't know, some point last week. And it was a 35mm screening. Big fan of it. I hope to see it again soon before it leaves theaters. It has to be seen, I think, in a theater to like truly experience it, because it's literally about these ravers in Morocco, and essentially, just to not really give away too much, a lot of stuff goes wrong, and I really like the music in it, and I think the movie has a lot of very interesting things to say about spirituality and death, things that I haven't really ever considered. And so, I don't know, it was just a very eye-opening experience for me, watching that movie. So I selected two songs from this soundtrack that I thought were pretty notable. The first one I'll play for you, though, is from my favorite scene, which I think kind of kickstarts the third act, where, like, things really go... I mean, like, things go wrong before this point, but in the context of this scene, it's like this release for all this just trauma and like all these things that these characters have been put through thus far in the movie. And the title of the song is aptly named Catharsis. I have that for you. And then after that, one of the songs from earlier on in the movie, and one of the first raves. So, I hope I did a good job explaining that. I literally will not give any more detail. Just see it if you can. Ideally in a theater. Very good movie. Highly recommend. Here is Catharsis by Kanding Ray. Kanding Ray. Okay, so I found out today that CHUD actually stands for Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers. It was a clip from TED that explained that to me, and then I fact-checked it, and that's actually the origin. Yeah, from a 1984 film called CHUD. That's where it comes from, so. The more you know. That was En la Noche by King Ding Ray. Before that, Catharsis, same artist, from the Surratt soundtrack. Great movie. Watch Surratt. I don't know if I'm legally allowed to say that, so pretend I said that with a question mark after it, and then take that as you will. Up next, I've got Come to Daddy, Pappy Mix by Aphex Twin. Hope you enjoy. Impulse Desire by Filmmaker. Before that, Come to Daddy, Pappy Mix by Aphex Twin. A little freaky song. Come to Daddy, that's a weird title. I don't know why he did that. Alright, so look, we've got one 4-minute song, one 5-minute song. Let me do this math. That's 8 plus 5, which is 13, plus 3. So that's 16. Meaning I have to talk for 4 minutes. I can do that. I was looking at something on my phone. Let me see what if I can find that again. You hear this, guys? It's crazy. I remember now, but the issue is I can't remember enough of what I saw to actually talk about it, because otherwise I'm just going to be saying absolutely nothing. Oh, here you go. It was an article about extreme art performances, and lately I've been actually really interested in, like, the idea of performance art. I mean, it's not necessarily my thing, but, you know, artists who commit to this sort of stuff, I think it's a very interesting way of expressing ideas. And most notably, the one that really, that I think about a lot, because I think I learned this in my AP art history class back in high school. But basically, this guy's name is Chris Burden, and this piece is called Shoot, where legitimately, in a room, I think he had spectators watch this, his friend shot him with a rifle, like in the leg. That was the entire performance. Just violence. Controlled, consensual. And I think the idea behind it was that he, like, at the time, it was like during the Vietnam War, and so a lot of his friends had been drafted, and I think he wanted to, in a way, I guess, subject himself to some sort of violence, because he felt guilt for not being drafted, I think. I don't know. See, this is what I'm talking about, because, like, I was just kind of, right now I'm just talking out of my ass. But I'll Google it, and then I'll tell you really quickly what I think. I don't know if you could. You know what? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'll do that. I've got 14 of you guys listening right now, so it's not like it matters. Well, whatever. It is what it is. Hi, Theo. Hi, guys. Hi, classmates from my art class. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Hi, Zach. And anyone else who might be listening. Hi, Mars, if you're listening to the recording. Okay, we're at 4 minutes. Cool. I'm gonna play the next song. This is Girl Crush featuring Rico Nasty by Boys Noize. I hope you enjoy.
I got a girl crush. but you can't, man. Look at us, I don't care.
Obsession. We were torn from our life from isolation. We were pulled from our path of least resistance. And the song we sang, what became of us? We all pray for the end, for the God to take us. We were falling down, one by one. We were weak, and the fear was all around. Rain from moon to sun. anger and me. Temper makes it hard to see this situation I'm in again. Everything must come to an end now. There's some things that I wanna do, and I don't wanna lie to you, but it still makes me go and do the things I know are wrong. Situation I'm in again. Everything must come to an end now. There's some things that I wanna do, and I don't. Situation I'm in again. Everything must come to an end now. There's some things that I wanna do, and I don't wanna lie to you, but it still makes me go and do the things I know are wrong. There's something
Okay, so I've got 3 minutes. I might play this next song. Nah, screw it. I will. Yeah, that was All Wrong by God Lives Underwater. Does he? That's a good question. I don't know. I'm just thinking. Like, before that, I Am Dust. Gary Numan. And then before that, I guess it was Girl Crush. I don't remember that being the song I started with. Did I? Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm just tired, honestly. I'm at a point now where it's like, the second, I swear, like the clock hits 12, I'm leaving and I'm unplugging my computer and you guys aren't going to finish the song. So that's why I'm debating on even playing this. Because I don't want to just like give you guys a taste of the longer I talk now, the less of the song you will hear. So I'm going to hit play and I'm going to keep talking as the song is playing. And I hope you enjoy. Listen, by the way, you guys, let me turn this down. You guys gotta listen to this this album. Very important album. All proceeds are being donated to humanitarian efforts. And this is a new Depeche Mode song, if you are just joining us now. It's called Help 2. That's all I'm going to give you. Just Google it. You have the internet. But listen to this album. It's pretty good. Pretty, how do you say it? Poignant? Poignant? I'm going to fact check that. Yeah, it's poignant. Poignant. Okay, yeah, no, here's Universal Soldier by Depeche Mode.